down to his shoulders, the ends matted and tangled into thick knots, and he had a coarse beard. His clothes were just as rough, jeans worn thin at the cuffs, frayed and patched in several spots, and hiking boots crusted with layers of dried mud. But it wasn't his appearance that unsettled Grogan. It was his eyes. They were the coldest, iciest blue he had ever seen. They burned with an intensity that felt almost unnatural beneath the heavy overhang of his brows. Grogan felt an unexpected jolt of unease, a fleeting sense of something just beneath the surface, something dangerous.
"Lester Grogan," he said, by way of introduction. "You're just coming up to Truth, couple of miles up the road."
"I know."
"And I'm the sheriff."
The man just nodded.
"And what's your name, friend?"
"John."
"John,"
he said, pressing for something that he could run through the computer. "That's right."
"You got a second name?"
"Sure."
Lester started to feel irritated. "You want to stop giving me attitude and tell me what it is?"
"Have I done something wrong?"
"Not that I know of. I'd just like to know who's coming into my town."
"Milton."
"All right then, Mr. Milton. Good to make your acquaintance. What you out here for?"
"Just walking."
"Just walking?"
"That's right."
"From where?"
"Trout Creek."
"And where are you headed?"
The man shrugged, the backpack riding up his shoulder a little as he did so.
"I don't know," he admitted. "Wherever I end up, I guess."
Lester Grogan had been a policeman for 20 years, and he hadn't lasted as long as that without having learned to trust his instincts. And right here, this guy was pressing all kinds of the wrong buttons. He was evasive. He had an attitude on him. He looked like a bum. None of those characteristics made him feel a whole lot better about him or the prospect of him coming into his little town.
"You planning on staying in Truth?"
"Thought I might."
"You want to write?"
The man shook his head. "No, thanks. I'm good." Lester reached across and opened the passenger door.
"Seriously," he said. "Let me give you a ride. Take the weight off."
"I'm fine, Sheriff.
Get in the car, John."
The man fixed him with those cold blue eyes again, and for a moment, Grogan thought he was going to call his bluff. That might have meant it would get interesting. But just as he was sliding his right hand down to his holster and his pistol, Milton shrugged the pack off one shoulder and then the other, opened the rear door and slung it inside. He unslung the rifle and placed it carefully next to the pack, shut the door, and got into the front next to him.
"All right," Lester said. "Let's go."
Chapter 2. Lester drove west, following the long straight line of Highway 28, crossed the bridge over the Presque Isle River, and continued to Truth. They passed the mailboxes of the big houses on the edge of town and kept going, passing the sign for the KOA indoor playground and the strip mall with the gas station, the ATV rental shop and the Pizza Hut that had only recently been opened. He had lived here ever since he had come back from the Gulf, and every little detail about it was familiar to him, from the wide open spaces between the businesses to the ever-present green of the forest on the fringes of town. There was the four-way junction, where old man MacDonald had crashed his pickup into the UPS van last week. Johnny's Bar, where, last night, he had been forced to stop a fistfight between Thor Bergstrom's boy and a couple of hikers who had been a little too enthusiastic with their drinking. He knew it all. It was a peaceful, pleasant town. Small. Just over 1,000 residents, never too busy, and it rarely presented any kind of challenge when it came to policing. Lester liked to think of himself as a modest man, but he was quite sure that the firm way that he went about his job was one of the main reasons for that.